This is the podcast to nowhere. I'm Trey.
I'm Ryan.
And we're back at the burger joint.
Yeah. It's what? It's been six weeks?
Something like that. You took a little time off.
Yeah, I just couldn't stop
taking pictures?
Being busy.
You had a photo shoot.
There was a photo shoot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nudies?
Or no nudies. architectural photo shoots.
Ah. I'm sure.
But I'm going to pitch the idea of like, hey, wouldn't the client love to see just full frontal in front of this staircase or on the staircase?
So I imagine your job is building, like your company is building huge skyscrapers. That's all an architect does. That's based on How I Met Your Mother.
Well, one, there's interior spaces. There's a lot more than just, there's lobbies.
Sure.
There's parking garages.
They don't show them designing those.
There's awnings, and usually there's like, if it's a skyscraper, maybe a tenant will have their own architect or designer.
Gotcha.
So then you could have like, I don't know, 700 architecture firms and contractors working on one building.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay, so let's say you've gone through all 7 tests. You are now an architect. I don't know what all the hoops you have to jump through. You have to, or you get the job, to build whatever you want. You can build whatever you want, wherever you want.
I think people have to pay you to
whatever
design. They're architects design, what would you, they don't build.
What would you want to design?
Oh.
Like a bridge or a dam?
Yeah, just a nice bridge.
I mean, bridges get to be pretty cool. We had to do that once in a tech class in middle school. We had to design a bridge out of toothpicks. Mine was pretty janky, but it was still cool. Like, you had to make it be supported. Yeah. It had to be at least 8 inches, and you had to support it on 2 different ends.
Yeah.
And use toothpicks. It was pretty...
I did that for a science fair project where I built, using the same amount of plywood for each bridge, built different designs of bridges, and then tested the weight of what it could hold.
Okay.
I think my putting together of the bridges wasn't, like... We had I had a truss bridge, but the each pieces, like, it wasn't like welding the wood together.
Right.
It was just glue.
Sure.
So the one that was the strongest was just 2 pieces of plywood glued together. It was the slab bridge.
No.
Not a bridge. Maybe.
Did you have to tell them that you had these ideas in your interview for the architecture firm? You're like, look, I got some great ideas, guys. We're bringing plywood to the bridge game.
We're going to use human skulls.
What if you built a bridge within the bridge, like underneath it, maybe above it? I don't know how we're going to do this, like, but it's a bunch of places for old women to play bridge. It's the bridge.
Or it's like you have Velcro shoes and you walk upside down.
Okay.
And so then you play bridge upside down, like your card has Velcro on it. So when you play it, you have to put it on the table.
Uh-huh.
I saw a Cirque du Soleil show.
Okay.
And they were having, like, this whole thing was happening, and I don't know, there's characters, and they're having a dinner party, and they're talking and everything. And then it pauses. And then you look up, and up there are people having a dinner party, like 70 feet above the ground.
Spoiler
alert,
dude.
But they're upside down.
That's pretty impressive.
And so then they're stacking chairs. So the bottom dinner party is stacking chairs and climbing them, and the dinner party at the top is stacking chairs and going down, and then they meet.
No!
Yeah. It was insane.
That is insane.
So we have the technology. Every old woman just has to be an acrobat. Every bridge player just has to be.
It takes a lifetime of practice to be able to be that bridge player on the bridge.
But I tell you what, if you like
get a couple of Scientologists, get a couple of Scientologists that are on the bridge, have them playing bridge in the bridge.
Why Scientologists?
Cuz they have to go up the bridge. That's They go up the bridge in their religion. So you make it to these levels.
Up a bridge?
You go,
isn't that a stair?
I'm not trying like to tell Scientology how to do their religion.
Stairs aren't stairs just a diagonal bridge?
I'm not here to critique religions, Ryan.
Levels.
I'm here to make jokes about bridges. All right. All right.
I think I just said the most profound thing I've ever said in my life.
Which is?
Aren't stairs just diagonal bridges? They're bridging you between levels. We don't call them bridges. We call them stairs.
True.
Stairs are like the ugly stepchild of all the bridges. Do you have like the Golden Gate Bridge? We need like a Golden Gate Bridge of stairs.
Right. Well, you know what happens if you have like, let's say one side of the Golden Gate Bridge falls? You got a ramp. You just got a ramp. So then.
Ramp?
If one side of the Golden Gate Bridge falls, you just have a ramp.
Yeah.
Now
there's all these boats that are like, finally, I can now get out of this abyss of wetness.
The fallen bridge ends up being a staircase. That's true. Listen, and I mean, on our bridge of life,
like think about all the handicapped boats out there that aren't given ramps.
True. The ABA.
I guess
the American Boaters Association.
We have canals, but canals.
Yeah. like where like the water flows through it. It's canals.
Like the Soaz.
The Suez?
Soaz? Suez?
I think the Soaz is like a muscle group that's like the V that everybody likes. You know how when you're doing ab crunches, you want to get that V? I think that's the Soaz.
Oh, that's the Soaz?
I think. That's just me talking out of my Soaz.
I'm just talking out of my canal, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. So back to your Soaz canal. You want boats to go through
but
there?
But I guess that's like...
locks and channels?
Yeah, locks and channels. That's for... but I guess that's for every boat, not handicapped boats. I think this is our favorite show of the year.
Because?
Oscar predictions.
We
gotta make
our
Oscar predictions.
Yep. Who do you think's going to win Best Picture?
I don't know. It's I've seen three of them.
Call Me By My Name was excellent. And then...
Did you see
the other ones.
I didn't see any of them either. You didn't see Shape of Water?
No.
Yeah, I'm hoping that one wins. That's my prediction.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. That's a gutsy guess.
And then Gary Oldman is going to... oh, man, I don't know. He's like been called out for abusing women, right?
I don't think so.
Oh.
Do not... squander the good name of Gary Oldman.
There's some controversy with him. Anyway, the Oscars did happen.
He was on
Friends. We're just having fun over here. Yeah, he was Harry Potter.
He was in Harry Potter. He was
Harry Potter.
He was not Harry. Wait. Hang on. Are you telling me that Sirius Black was Harry Potter?
It's like Boyhood. So,
are you serious?
They recorded.
Does this come out? I don't know. I got through like five of those goddamn books, and
Gary Oldman was a little boy, they recorded all the scenes with him, so he could play Harry Potter. And then in the future, he was old, and they recorded his scenes as Sirius Black. Gary Oldman is having a conversation with young Gary Oldman.
Gary Youngman.
No, that's Daniel Radcliffe, everybody. But that... wait, why are we doing that? Why didn't Boyhood do... we're going to do the next Boyhood.
Ah.
Where...
But it's a boy wizard.
But he's... it's like... Okay. No, we can't... if there's a way to do Call Me... so Call Me By Your Name is about a relationship between a young boy and a man, right?
No idea.
Okay, I think that's what it's
about.
That
sounds right.
So, if you did a movie like that, where you record the scenes you need of you being young.
Yeah.
And then you record the scenes in the future of you being old, you could play a movie where you are having a relationship with yourself. You are broke-backing yourself.
Okay. I don't hate the premise.
What?
Now, what we have to do now is shoot it. You'd have to shoot it on, like, super high definition, top of the line, 4K whatever, red, scarlet red cameras, and then... Hopefully, then you can take whatever...
Scarlet letter cameras.
In 20 years, whatever technology we have then, and you'd have to be like, yeah, we're doing a lo-fi thing.
And then it's only 4K. You'd have to be, like, caressing a guy, like...
Right.
Andy Serkis could play... It could be Andy Serkis.
Oh, yeah. You'd have to get the motion capture guy. Yeah, okay.
But this is technology in the future. I just thought of something while saying this. If you had time travel ability,
yep.
Like, we don't talk about this, and maybe this is a Black Mirror-esque thing. There are some pretty horrible sex offenders out there.
Yes.
How many guys would go back in time and
murder, or worse?
Yeah,
the person that will end up
themselves.
Them.
They are the one that assaulted themselves, but they didn't know it.
Oh my God, that is some messed up thinking, Ryan. How many people would do that? No.
How many? Time travel. People will abuse everything.
My God, that took me a minute to figure out exactly what you were saying. That is one of the most sadistic reasons not to have time travel. You can go ahead and write Congress today and explain to them. We can go ahead and put any time travel nonsense to rest.
I'm going to write Elon Musk tonight and tell him we have to stop it. He's got to stop everything because he's going to get to time travel.
You see, Black Mirror got renewed for season 5.
I did not. I'm in love.
They put up a tweet saying, coming soon. So they got renewed. And then, so The Verge, the website I was reading, The Verge, emailed the people at Black Mirror.
When does it come out?
They don't know. Nobody's going to say. They didn't say this time around. It was just a mystery up until the day they released it this time around.
Wait, it's released? Like, it's out?
No, season 4 was just a mystery until, like, December 29th, and then they were like, here you go.
December 29th?
Yeah, it's only been a minute.
It's my birthday. Happy birthday, Ryan.
Yeah, happy birthday to you and Black Mirror.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know where they're going to take it. They're going to go somewhere probably deep down your wormhole of craziness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. I think the most, like, the one that just kept on turning up the heat was the Shut Up and Dance. I think it might have been season 2 or 3.
You're going to have to give me a little bit more than the...
Okay, so it's the one where the kid was masturbating, and he had a virus on his computer, and people saw him and, like, video camered him. And so then he got a text, and people were like, hey, we're going to share this video to all the contacts, and you have to do as we say.
Yeah.
So they make him like, so it's like, okay, the kid was just masturbating, and I would be like, share it. Like, piss off, hackers. But but then as the movie keeps going along and he's having to like, okay, deliver this cake, be somewhere, rob this bank,
take
this money, get rid of this car.
And then he ends up meeting up with somebody,
Fight this guy to the death, and you're like, whoa, come on, the kid just masturbated, and now he's going to die?
Gotta put that black tape over the web camera. Gonna make sure.
But then it's a troll, the troll releases everything anyway.
Right, of course. Can't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah, and it turns out the kid was looking at pretty illegal things.
Sure.
So, but how did he come out alive in that situation? The guy he was fighting was like 6'2".
You got to get the underdog story 40 going.
40 years old, and this kid is like,
you got to. Everybody
probably
feels
no offense to you, but probably like you in high school.
Like me, and you mean like cool? Like he was a cool guy? Like he had a bunch of friends? Like everybody laughed at his jokes?
No, more like, you know, he was...
You mean like he got a bunch of girlfriends?
No.
Wait, you mean he was one of the first people to drive, so he was really, really popular? I was one of the last people to drive, to be honest.
Yeah, and, you know, it looked like this kid. And this kid couldn't drive either. He couldn't drive. Like, that was the thing. He didn't have his permit. So he's exactly like you. Scrawny, terrible facial hair, stupid name like Kenny.
What kind of razor you use?
I don't know. They're green and black.
So you just you go for the old school like stick razor, not the electric razor?
Yeah, I got three blades.
Okay.
Yeah.
Three?
But on the plastic. It's a plastic razor. It's green and black. It's probably like Dynamo
three.
Hair they're death giving, razor.
They give prisoners the shit quattro. You got to at least have four, bro.
Four? I don't know.
Why, overkill?
Do I need four?
Yeah. Do you really need to murder that many hairs that quickly?
I don't have that many hairs to murder.
I've started to go with the electric razor.
Oh.
I, of course, have not
I
been
see
using
you haven't
it.
Used yeah. it.
Yeah. And it's so, like, I get so bad razor burn. Like, my neck is just completely red and puffy. Like, I just look like an idiot. I'd rather look like an idiot with bad facial hair.
I will say I am a fan of shaving and then putting on, like, face lotion afterwards.
Yeah?
It feels so good.
Puts the lotion on the skin?
Yeah.
Yeah? I want to...
the bad man cry again.
To undivert, I want to see the storylines that got thrown out of Black Mirror's writing rooms. You know what I mean? Like, I just want a taste of what they're thinking about so that I could just play in my own mind how that would go.
Well, if you just take something like, I don't know, technology, like...
podcasting, for instance.
Podcasting,
yeah.
Yeah, and you just make it crazy.
So we'd be like in somebody's brain all the time?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
We're the soundtrack to your life.
We are podcasting your life.
Ooh. So you have this little device.
We are, like, and don't, I've had that fear. Like, I've been lonely and paranoid before and just, like, had that fear that there's something, like, always commenting on everything that I'm doing.
Oh, I've had that fear before, too.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, it'd be cool because I'll do something like,
you do
have
the bottle
fork, have a fork that's like falling off the table and I just like reaction catch it and grab it and I'm like, nobody saw that. Why didn't anyone see that?
Right.
I'm all by myself. And I wish somebody was just like commenting and sharing this.
Yeah, so then broadcasting it live to everybody.
Yeah, this is great. Like black like so now you have people. Maybe you have like inner yous
right
that are broadcasting your life. But where's the dark turn? Where's the, maybe you can't do anything because, like, so then you...
I don't have a full idea yet, but let me just give you a couple more nuggets that I've been thinking about in the last couple of seconds.
Uh-huh.
So you have this, you know, it's a device that you wear in your ear, maybe one of those little brain scanner things that they put on everybody in Black Mirror.
And what? So we're talking like maybe like, yeah, play-by-play, color commentator, maybe like some sideline reporter in your head.
I'm just talking about like it's like you can turn on the morning radio show.
Okay.
But then, so with this little device, yes, it needs to be that little device that they stick on everybody's temple. You can listen to the morning radio show or the podcast or whatever that somebody's doing live, and then you can take callers. And so people that want to be a part of this, like, whatever podcast bit, or they want to do their Does That Make Me Crazy or whatever, they go, oh, I want to call, boop, boop, and they touch their temple, calls in, and then the podcasters get to become hosts of your body to make you do the prank.
Oh... So now we're bringing pranks back into radio.
There you go. Exactly. It's like a crazy twist on the pranks that used to happen on the radio.
Pranks died like a decade ago.
And you can Janet Jackson, 2000, was that 11?
Oh, really?
And that was when the hammer came down for fake phone calls. Or not fake phone calls, but prank phone calls. So we could start doing some real messed up stuff
with
that.
You know what? Justin Timberlake, he pulled the breastplate off. And now he gets to be in Super Bowls? I don't like it.
You don't like
Shame
it.
Shame on you, Justin.
Why?
They should... Justin should have to give his Super Bowl ring back. They should... Just like Reggie Bush, they took his Heisman away, take his Super Bowl ring back.
And why are you so against this?
Because Janet, well, you haven't heard anything of Janet Jackson.
I hadn't heard anything from Janet Jackson except she had a kid. Like, she's not doing anything.
She could have been doing everything, and now she just wasted her life and had a kid.
But
she could have been Justin Timberlake.
I mean, no, I
want her to sing Suit and Tie with Jay-Z.
Just,
ooh, I want her.
Janet Jackson covering a bunch of Justin Timberlake songs would be a pretty good twist.
Janet Jackson to be banging Jessica Biel and having kids with her. But no.
Why?
We sided with Justin.
Oh, now I get it. So, Justin is at fault in this whole situation.
Stole Janet Jackson's life. Janet Jackson was probably eyeing Jessica Biel, and then Justin was like, nah,
I remember
that breastplate's coming off.
Janet Jackson did a bunch of episodes on Seventh Heaven. I think you're right.
Seventh Heaven. I never watched Seventh Heaven.
You never watched Seventh Heaven?
No.
It was part of Primetime lineup on the WB network.
Oh, the old Dancing Frog network.
You got yourself Dawson's Creek.
Okay, I was aware of Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, you got yourself, I think Gilmore Girls came a little later. Wicked?
Mm-hmm.
Hey now.
Yeah.
And, it wasn't Wicked, it was Charmed. Charmed.
Oh.
And the three witches. They were a trinity.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know why we're talking about Super Bowls.
Oh, we went down the prank.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Black Mirror.
Yes.
So then these podcasters, like, we can get you to do some crazy,
right,
crazy prank.
Exactly. So you are you're a part of it. And, like, you get to view it yourself, but your body has been taken over by these podcast hosts.
Yeah, so you're not in control of your body. You're just living.
Right. And then so they'll make you go into a store and, do something silly like, I threw water in your face. I'm not great at the radio pranks. Yeah.
Use all the whipped cream in the store to cover your body. And
exactly. And everybody's laughing, having a good time.
Yeah, it's funny.
Oh, my
gosh. Look at him.
And then one guy forgets to turn off his
phone
call. They don't hang up on the other end. This is just one storyline that could possibly be. And so they don't hang it up, and they've still got control of his body and starts going home and, to his wife or husband. And
or his wife's best friend that was over for a game of bridge.
There you go. On the bridge.
Uh-huh.
Or the other scenario is you have the guy, a podcaster takes over the guy's body, and then they have him murder somebody.
Like the host. Like, I take over the body, and I have him murder your ass.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're taking the show the wrong direction, Trey. You want wholesome pranks. I want to turn it up a notch.
Ooh, let's combine the two now. So we hate each other.
Well, we don't hate each other. You think everything's fine, but I hate you.
Yes. And then we take over that one guy's body,
uh-huh,
and we have him do something really stupid but kind of embarrassing.
Yeah,
take off all his clothes, whipped cream, and all that good stuff that we talked about earlier.
Flash's mother.
Yeah. You don't do that?
With, like, a light, like blinder flash. Like.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So, anyway, takeover, he does something stupid and silly, and then he's angry about it. But the podcaster never hung up the phone. So he's still able to control this guy's body. He then uses that body, the host body, to come and murder me.
Yeah, I murdered
you. You went through him to murder me.
Now, what a dumb flash prank, Trey. I'm going to murder
you. Now we don't know if that guy did it because he was mad that the radio host made him do something stupid.
My fingerprints aren't on the scene.
Exactly. And it was all Ryan Conway.
Yeah.
And at the end, it turns out you're a Nazi.
And then I get him to be the host, my host, my second host.
Your co-host.
My co-host.
Yeah,
so
you're just talking to yourself.
It. Yeah. And I create this loop.
I think we got something here.
And then this loop.
I'm
I don't know what
this
happens with the infinity loop of podcast death. Oh, then he kills me.
No, it turns out that
he kills me.
Okay. Yeah.
So then he is back in control of his own body.
Right. Is that suicide?
Well, he killed. Well, okay. Well, I don't know what happens when you kill the person in control of your body. And how do you? And how? Like, maybe I killed. Maybe. maybe I used him to kill me.
Exactly.
Because maybe this guy married, like, my high school sweetheart or something.
And it,
he took him away from me. Took her away from me, or him away from me.
Or you have a terminal disease, and then your wife won't get the life insurance policy.
Oh, yeah, this is just a life insurance scheme.
And then it turns out the whole time, Ava Braun, you're Hitler.
Yeah, I've just been Hitler. I escaped to
Brazil, Argentina,
or probably Uruguay.
Is that South America?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in between Brazil and
Argentina. Somewhere
in
South America.
I hope. What happens if we find him? Like, I bet nobody cares.
No.
I bet nobody cares.
It's the biggest news story since Hitler.
No, I bet nobody cares. I bet more people are going to be excited for it than scared.
Germany's
not going to care. Germany's going to be like,
Germany's going to go, I don't think that's him. I don't know what he is.
We can do tests.
I know, but Germany will still go, yeah, I don't know.
We'll just have him draw a painting and then compare it to his old one.
He would be like 600 years old.
No. How old was he when?
50?
During the Third Reich.
Let's be conservative and say
he
was 50.
I bet he was like 40. Hey, he had a bunch of scientists doing crazy experiments. What if he's basically just like the brain of Hitler at this point? And he's just been like slowly getting transplants.
Yeah.
And slowly getting...
Until he can find that host body, like on our podcast air episode of Black Mirror.
So he's just been... Well, he just has like new fingers and a new heart and
yeah.
a new liver. And so like... Wait. Okay, this is another great show. Like... Maybe new Hitler. Yeah, new Hitler.
The look on your face was so happy.
So, what if this, like, well, I guess it wasn't like Repo Men, something like this,
where
you can't pay off. Where, okay, so Hitler runs away to South America.
Uh-huh, sure.
He's in, like, Lima, Peru or something. And so he has scientists with him who are working on things, and they're like, Hitler, if we give you a kidney at this age and then give you a heart at this age and do this and this and wait till this technology comes out, we can slowly keep
replacing
body
parts. So it's just his brain.
So now, like, all he has left is his brain.
Yeah, it's the only thing that's original.
His evil,
yeah,
Jew-hating brain. And... maybe his face is even different. Like, maybe his skin isn't old and wrinkly.
Yeah, sure.
And so maybe now he's... But, like, maybe his DNA is still the same or something. I don't know. I don't know when your DNA changes at that point.
I don't either. But I imagine...
Maybe he's just like, ich bin Hitler. I don't know what...
I think...
And what would we do?
If they were doing that, everybody would want to go to Hitler's plastic surgeon.
But think about that technology, too.
Well,
who's
can we use it on somebody? Can we use it for somebody less evil?
And you know what? He's already among us.
I mean, terrifying thought for sure.
And you know who it is?
If it's you, I think we need to start. I got to go to a different podcast.
No, I think he, what if he was just like, you know, I just want a life just so I can own I just want to own my own refrigerator company. Like, I just want a simple life. I just want to live in the American Southwest.
Yeah, I've
and
already
just,
done it.
And just own.
I've lived enough life, guys. I'm going to go back to the rural roots and start putting together
refrigerators. No, he could have, like, he has a bicycle company.
No.
And it's called Fourth Bike. We'll ride again.
Oh, my God.
And that's all he does.
So bad.
That's all he does. He's just like, I just wanted to be...
So bad.
I love bicycle.
Now,
and so that's what he does. He just like moves to like the Southwest, and maybe he started this whole like doping fiend thing in the cycling world.
This is insane.
BBC does Black Mirror, right?
It was BBC,
or was
and
BBC?
Now Netflix
now
bought
it's just
it out.
Netflix. Yeah. Netflix, give us a call. We will, like, your money is good with us.
Clearly.
Your money will work on us.
Ryan will run circles around anybody in that writing room. It's your brain is unbelievable. I'd be glad to watch an episode of your Black Mirror. Maybe we should just produce it ourselves.
I do have one. But I'm going to save it because I actually want to do something with it. So I don't want to put it out in the world yet.
Gotcha. Now, on social media.
Because I'm working on it.
By the way, do you remember what the name to our social media is? Like on Instagram?
Podcast to Nowhere.
Uh-huh. Now, why don't you ever use it? Why don't you ever post?
I do, yeah. I don't.
Just wondering. I'm over here.
I've got to
slaving away.
I need coaching.
Yeah, me
on
too.
Promotions.
I'm not a great social media guy.
I am a terrible promoter.
Now, I did post a picture.
But I have been doing like stories when we do post new podcasts.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a little better.
Yeah. Now, I did post a picture of you wearing just the worst makeup.
Oh, maybe it was the worst on purpose.
Yeah, but did you do it yourself?
I did not.
Well, then, like, that's even less excusable.
Let me take our listener viewership back. So I think last episode I had come back and we were talking about like Office Olympics.
Yeah.
And I was on a team. My team name was there were 12 teams of six, and so you come up with a country name, you come up with a flag, and you have fun. We have an opening ceremony where each country walks out with their flag and hangs out and drinks, and then we have a week long of events.
Yep.
So my team name was Cruel. I'll show you a flag here. So there were six of us, and we just combined the first letter of our last names, and it became Cruel.
Yep. Okay.
Krewl.
Yeah. And there were two Photoshop
K's.
Skills.
There were two
now,
K's. So
was there one hood that you used for all six people, or did everyone have their own individual?
Well, all these. So our flag is like Cruel in letters, and it's a black kind of like fuzzy photo,
right?
And like we're all like floating faces and with hoods overhead. That was one hood when I put that flag together. But then throughout the week, we'd all wear our hoods, our capes and hoods for each event.
So everyone had
So then everyone went and got their own cape and hood.
Did everyone already have a cape, or did y'all have to buy them?
Bought them and returned them.
Yeah. You're a terrible capitalist.
Yeah.
Cape
the
sales
system.
Cape sales.
I can take advantage of the system. It's capitalism.
Good point. Cape sales are through the roof this week, guys. We got to get another shipment of these cape sales. You know, in order to.
Well, and you know, political jokes, just like capitalism, it hurts the small business owner. I said it.
You're hurting the small business.
Fight me.
Owner.
I have a hood. I'm scary. No.
So the makeup.
I don't know if any of that's true. So one of the events, and this is the one I was most excited about, was ice skating.
Okay. Much like the real Olympics.
Yeah. And so that's what we had. We had ice hockey. We had bobsled. We had cross country skiing. We had ice hockey. Bobsled, cross-country skiing. We did dodgeball just because dodgeball is fun with toilet paper.
No biathlon? You didn't have to pull out the old Nerf
gun?
No,
we didn't do a biathlon. Mm. That would have been a fun one. And then ice skating. So with ice skating, you have rolly chairs, and you kind of do like 2 to 6 people. You can have 2 people doing it. You can have 6 people doing it.
Yeah.
So we came up with the concept of let's have like four or five of the people pushing one person around, and like that one person is acting like the ice skater. So that person is moving.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's a show. It's a spectacle.
Course. Yeah. And so like how long did y'all practice this? How many hours?
We came up with it the day before.
Okay.
We didn't practice it very long. Probably like an hour and a half total.
Did you stay late to practice?
And
or did
so
you have office
kept,
time?
It just kept... Well, no, we had to reserve a room. The conference room. You know, there might have been a client meeting. We had to wait for the client meeting to be over. And we were just doing it, it kept growing. And finally, it was like, I was the one in the middle. I was the ice skater. I was the one performing. I was the one moving. And it kind of, then there's a song by Sufjan Stevens, snubbed during the Oscars, called Tonya Harding.
Okay.
And so then, you know, Tonya's big in the news because of I, Tonya.
Mm-hmm.
Also Oscars, also relevant. Also, we're pop culture relevant on this podcast.
Yeah.
Oscars just happened last night. Oscars just happened. A night
no one
ago,
cares.
Depending on the day.
I found that no one cares if you give it just like, if it's a couple, they get it.
I just picture Robert in the back just going, just like slapping the clipboard on his head every time I make a poor
I feel like
judgment.
As long as we're not sitting here going, yesterday was the Super Bowl, then yeah, that would get annoying. But I think for the most part, people get it that, oh, this isn't being done live right now into my ears.
I think people
understand.
The good people of Burger Joint Place looking around at us.
That guy just flipped you off.
Perfect. He's on the air.
Anyway,
so it kept growing and kept growing, and then I was Itanya.
Yep.
I was her, and now I'm going to... And all this was recorded, so...
Beautiful.
I'm going to play Trey the routine, and this will be posted.
Oh, yeah, it will.
When you are listening to this, you can go to Podcast to Nowhere.
Yes.
That's the number two.
No, that's on Twitter.
Oh.
Podcast 2 T-O Nowhere.
Podcast 2 T-O Nowhere. So it's 2 T-O?
P-O-D-C-A-S-T T-O-N-O-W-H-E-R-E. On Instagram.
And since this is recorded, you can just keep rewinding and write that down.
Okay, so...
Okay.
The whole thing was recorded. You'll post it up on Instagram?
Yes. It is posted on Instagram right now, Trey. I don't know what you're talking about. We're live.
Ah, that's a good point.
Why don't you hit the play button, good buddy? It starts off with... And we utilize the capes. But everybody, like four people, are in capes. And they're twirling around as I'm sitting in the middle, and then I start slowly rising until the big reveal.
With a flower in your mouth?
A rose.
Oh, my.
I'm dressed in all black and have a pink tutu. Thank you, the good people at Party City, for making me pay for that.
And everybody that is your, like, set pieces, they're all dressed in blackface.
It's their masks. They're masks.
Weird.
Trey.
I want a
Party
social...
City, Sarah, Party City sells these masks. Would you watch it?
I want an outrage to happen.
I do a triple axel. They spin me in a chair, and I land it.
Oh, whoa. With the trust fall?
Yeah.
And that's impressive. I would not have trusted these.
So, yeah, then I stand up on the arms of this chair as they're spinning me around. They're moving me around. And then our... The name of the performance was The Life and Death of Tonya Harding.
Okay.
Even though, you know, she's...
You're predicting the future. You're just
taking
a guess.
You know,
don't know how it'll end.
You know, this podcast, we could call it The Life and Death of Trey and Ryan.
Okay. Why? Because we're dying?
We're always dying.
Sure. Listen, while we're on you being a weirdo...
Wait, you didn't have a huge reaction. Anyway, so... The reason there's a picture of me in makeup. Look at this little pretty girl. We won gold, by the way.
Oh, that is a good question. I should have. That was gold worthy.
Five judges. We got 3 10s and 2 9.5s.
Let's be honest here. Those judges have and never seen a routine done in office ice skating before. What are their credentials? Are they the bosses?
Some are consultants. Some are contractors. Some do a good job at helping architects pick out furniture. So I do a trust fall. I'm standing on the chair and I do a trust fall. And that's me not landing. That's the that's Tanya falling and having her hopes shattered as a, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the symbolism. She dies right there.
Right. A little piece of her, at least.
And the four people spinning around wearing black masks and cloaks, they have signs on their back that say like family issues, media, perfection. So there are my demons, and they're always following me and moving me and guiding me, but they still haunt me. But they're the reason I'm so great.
You're in the creative department in the building, aren't you?
Yeah. And so then they catch me, but I fall, and I fall and they just lay me on the ground, and they put roses on me, and people from the crowd, we had plants throw roses on me. And so then they turn to the audience and they take off their masks to reveal that they're wearing a second mask. And then they put the mask on my lifeless corpse.
Okay.
And so now I am my own demon.
It's and very, that's how very
I live.
Deep.
And that's how I live for the rest of my life. That's the death of Tanya. Tanya is now the own demon of Tanya Harding. She ruined her own career.
Okay. It's very deep. Did anybody get that?
Yeah, dude.
Did people understand that without you explaining it to them? Because there's somebody in your office listening to this right now going, oh, that's what the hell they were doing.
And I was beautiful. I had the pink scrunchie like Tanya. I had the blush.
The blush was spot on.
I had the gold.
It was Tanya blush.
Unlike Tanya, I had the gold medal, everybody.
Oh, that trust fall was seriously brave. Like, that's another adrenaline rush situation.
Yeah, it was a...
You're standing on what the regular average desk chair, the office chair, and a full just like layout,
rolly
open
office chair, and a spinny, twirly office chair
into the arms of not like guys that look like they're able to catch other sized human beings. I wouldn't say that I'm
able
to catch.
I'm sorry, Will and Kevin.
I'm not saying I want to try to catch somebody from that height. I was saying, good job, they did it.
They did it. And I'd even told them before, I was like, hey, guys, let me fall a little bit. Yeah. Let me feel death coming towards me.
So were you scared at all? Did you
ever get... I wasn't.
No.
Oh. Well, we had practiced it. The first time I tried, I was scared because I was like, the chair's going to fly out from under me.
Yes.
I'm just going to like go falling back and hit my head on a chair or something like that.
Did you have to sign any waivers or anything?
No.
To be a part of it?
No.
Oh, that's a pretty cool company.
Yeah.
But, I mean...
But we won the gold medal. And it was great. And so, yeah.
How many gold medals did your team take home?
One.
Ah, any other medals?
No.
Mm.
Yeah, we got close in ice hockey. We lost in a shootout. Yeah.
That
and
sucks.
Then we got close in dodgeball.
Dodgeball?
Yeah.
Mimicking the Olympic sport?
Well, you're like throwing snowballs at each other.
Okay. Yeah, it's winterish. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
And it's fun to, I mean, I think it's just an office pastime of hurling toilet paper rolls at one another.
Right.
That
did y'all have a way to do curling?
Yes. So curling was a tiebreaker, and we needed a tiebreaker.
Oh, good.
So it was actually just like pushing rolly chairs and trying to get closest to the center.
Oh, okay. But so you just push a rolly chair and then let it go?
Yeah. And you have like a couple of chances so you can knock someone else's rolly chair out of the
way. Okay.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
So that we had to have a tiebreaker to determine second and third place.
Right.
Anyway.
Can we talk about you being weird for a minute?
Yes. Back to... Wait. Haven't we been talking about me being weird?
Sure.
Dressed up as I, Tanya, looking...
Very much so. Then let's continue.
More
you being weird.
More beautiful than Tanya.
So let me run down a timeline of text messages today. Hey... What time are you thinking to meet up for the podcast? 5:30, we can grab a burger. I said, sounds good.
Wait, we can grab burger? Is that what I said?
We can do the burger place. I'm hungry.
I was really hungry. I'd only had a bag of chips that a coworker threw at me. Which Chick-fil-A does chips.
I did not know that.
They're just like dehydrated waffle fries.
Oh. Good.
They're like thicker and like thicker than a, what a potato chip should be. But they're waffly. And so you get the nice pastime of
right
waffle fries.
I'm hungry, hungry. Sounds good. Whoops, got to work on something real quick, so it'll probably be 5:50.
Yeah.
And I say, got it. 8 minutes later, Trey. Nothing else.
How
just
much time
Trey.
Passes?
15 minutes pass. And I go, canceled? I thought maybe you were busy on work doing something. No, just calling you by your name, emoji with two men holding hands.
Yeah.
I'd like to know what your thought process was.
I was sad that, you know, Call Me by Your Name. I hear it's a very beautiful movie. I want to see it.
Okay.
Starring Armie Hammer and
thought it had a good message.
And Timothy, what's his name? Timothy Chalamet. He was also in Lady Bird. Also a great, movie. Great. We're talking Oscars here today.
Sure.
Anyway, Call Me by Your Name. And, you know, I just wanted to say your name.
Thanks.
I don't know if a lot of people call you by your name.
Yeah. I mean, there's different variations.
I know we both come from a time where people would say, hey, you behind the bushes.
Sure.
Type
now,
of thing.
Technically,
hey,
my name.
Guy, can you please stop masturbating on my dog?
One more time? What was it?
Mass parading.
Like a mastiff.
A mastiff on parade.
Yeah.
Mastiff parade. Parading.
My real...
Bull mastiff parading.
My legal name...
Big, hairy, bull, mastiff. On a parade. Like, this thing hasn't been groomed. Once...
Speaking of dogs, did Guy get neutered?
Yeah,
is that what I saw
neutered.
On your Instagram?
Yep.
Did it's you do it yourself?
Yeah, it was a home neutering.
You got the kit?
Yeah, got
they
the
just
kit.
Send you home?
Yeah.
That's what Rover so is really for.
He's a husky, so he's pretty hairy, so they have to like shave his belly.
Yeah.
He has like half an inch thick of hair. It's just like bare belly and then just a wall of hair.
Right.
It's pretty funny to see. What were you saying before? Before we'd start
before
talking about bull mastiffs. Dunks,
my real name is actually Richard.
Richard. So
you did call me.
I didn't call you by your name.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. No. You call me what everybody calls me.
But then we were holding hands because we're friends. We're podcasting.
Sure.
Trey and I, most people don't know this because we don't have visuals, but we're always holding hands.
Ryan, hold my hand. Hold my hand right now.
Yeah, it's
now,
happening. Well, it's been happening. You didn't have to say hold my hand right now. We've been holding hands.
How uncomfortable are you?
Well, your hand's kind of shaking, so
well,
I'm kind of nervous of what you're thinking.
No, my hand shakes.
But Trey's hand is also warmer than my hand.
My hand never stops shaking.
But I can feel, like, muscles move.
I'm so tense. It's
He's
so
very
gross.
Tense.
Ugh. I don't want to do this. I don't like touching anybody but my girlfriend. Outside of that, I don't want human
Did
contact.
Did she ask for that information to be published?
Sure. She's fine with it. And she knows. Like, the vein... Like, I could feel the tension...
I'm gonna put the microphone in between my elbow, and I'm going to caress Trey's hand with my other hand.
I'm in, like... The neck muscles are so tense right now. I'm flaring out.
I'm at peace. I have reached nirvana.
Well, there's
I'm floating on a cloud with the never-ending story dragon as we're flying, and Trey and I.
Generally, I don't hold hands.
Bare butt on the.
With someone who has bigger hands than me.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Thank you so much.
Like here, hold your hand up to mine. They're not.
Oh,
They're just barely bigger. But you know what I mean. Like you know, as a man, I'm.
My hand is definitely warmer, though. Thanks for that.
You're welcome. But you're used to holding the smaller hand, so just holding a bigger hand.
Why are you licking your hand?
I mean, I thought that's what you were doing. You had a little sauce that you gave me. Yeah. I thought that you were trying to get me to get.
Should we put Chipotle ketchup in between on both of our hands?
We'll be Chipotle brothers?
Yeah.
No. No, we shouldn't. That's
then
crazier
we could do, like,
than
the
anything you've said
Saruman
today.
The hand of with Chipotle on our face. You haven't seen Lord of the Rings, have you?
I know, Wilson.
Lord of the Rings, not Castaway.
It looks the same.
Tom Hanks.
It's the same bit.
Castaway. I'm talking Sir Ian McKellen. If you could build one thing.
A bridge. What are we doing? Why are you?
Oh, you were serious about a bridge?
I'll build a bridge. That's not. I need an extra minute. That came to me off the top of my head. I think I would probably build an underground skyscraper.
Oh, inverted.
Yes.
Oh,
just
perfect.
Just straight into the ground.
And then like a 90-story parking garage.
Above it.
Yeah. Imagine having to drive your car 90 floor. You're just like your
world's tallest
like your kid was just like slow getting up that morning, and you're just like, ah, damn it, Childress, get up, put your pants on, and eat your damn toast. We gotta go. I'm gonna be stuck driving 90 floors.
I wonder what the world that I do. Now I have a new one. I want to build the world's tallest parking garage.
I wonder what it is.
Oh,
I will tell
God.
You the worst thing happening in architecture are buildings that are they're like 24 feet tall.
Uh-huh.
But people don't like tenants don't want to pay. Or not tenants, owners, uh-huh. developers don't want to pay the price to dig a hole under the ground for parking. So they build 12 stories of parking garage,
uh-huh.
and then 12 stories of office space, and it's all covered in glass.
Interesting.
It's the worst thing that is happening to our society.
Is it really? Why is it so bad?
It's gross. It's just like...
the fumes like, going straight up into the building
like,
or what?
It's like the guy driving a big truck. We know you're not manly. We know the size of your penis.
So you're saying they're posturing
yes,
to look
they,
better.
Yes.
They're having a 24-story building, but
they
only
are,
really it's 12
they're
stories.
Putting, they're putting their... what's a crotch stuffing?
It's crotch stuffing.
Okay. It's padding your bra.
I don't have a problem with it. It seems smart to me. Take the advantage where you get
to
it.
To take the pants off a man and see that he's now, that it was crotch stuffed.
Listen, I'm packing a sock right now.
Just a sock?
It's,
I got a thing of Chipotle ketchup.
Doubled over. Well, it's a...
Well, it's,
I just
it's,
thought
a,
the,
it's out now.
I thought that the awkward shape was just normal for you. I thought that it was a natural shape. I didn't want to ask about it. It seemed
like
a medical thing.
I like to keep
thing.
My Chipotle ketchup warm.
Speaking of posturing... Do you? Oh. How do you sit?
Like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
It's awful. Everywhere I sit, it's just terrible and hunched over. I'm gonna look like Bernie Sanders one day.
I hate what I do with my shoulders. I put my shoulders next to my ears.
Yeah.
I listen to my shoulders. Like I
on
need
purpose?
To. No, it's just that's where they just go now. Like
you're always scrunched up. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm always scrunched up. So I'm trying to fix that, but. But when I run, I'm perfect postured.
I've noticed myself doing the Mr. Burns thing, like where I kind of just like sit there like a T-Rex, and just with my short arms,
and mouth breathes and.
But
Smithers,
Karen and I were sitting at a bar on Saturday, and like
Karen,
Kara, and so we can see the reflection in the window, and we're all like hunched over and looking terrible.
Yeah.
And then so I was like, if we just sit up and with like the reflection of the background, we're sitting next to a beautiful park. Like, if we sit up straight, we look like we're part of like a ski ad. Like, look at this beautiful slope behind us. Look at how like good looking we are. Yeah. And those sunglasses look perfect. And then we go
You're
back
wearing
to our normal
sunglasses
sitting.
In a bar.
We're sitting out on the patio.
Oh, okay.
And so then we go back to our slump position and it looks like. just lost a child.
Here's my thing. They're like saying, Ryan, you'd look so much more confident if you just arch your back. Like my girlfriend's like, Ryan, you just, like if you just stand up straight, you'll look so. I don't know. Like I got through life so far not looking like a confident man.
Correct.
What if I start looking confident?
People then start asking you to do stuff.
What happens? Like, I don't know. No. I would say I am confident. I've used this lifestyle.
Looking confident and being confident are two very different things. I feel like I don't look confident at all, but in my head, I'm the one that knows everything. Please stop talking. I'm going to do this myself because I'm the winner that's going to win this thing.
Yeah.
Now, when I stand, tell me how if I look weird while I stand with perfect posture.
You're trying to hold your mic. Oh, whoa. There's so much light on your face
doesn't
now.
Doesn't it look weird?
Okay, yeah, when you stick your chin up.
But I look like an alien.
No, you need your chin to be 90 degrees with your neck. Your chin is like a 120 degrees.
Is that good posture?
No, you're stretching your neck. You're look.
But let's try to. I'm trying to make my spine straight.
No, you're like a turtle that like didn't move but just stuck his neck out to grab food.
Also, I think I want to be the first guy ever to have bad posture the other way. There's crotch first the whole time.
I just see you hug people crotch first.
Sorry about my posture.
It runs in the family. Reverse posturitis.
You want to stop holding hands?
Did we scare people today? Do you
think?
No. We'll end with that
today. There you go. All right. Next week. Well, you want to do a March Madness? We'll break down the polls.
Yeah. We'll
you want to do a March Madness and we can fill out a bracket?
Do you want to go to the polls?
You're ruining my edit. So we're doing March Madness. Do you want to put some sort of bet wager on this?
Yeah,
I think
when does
start
it
doing
start,
competitions.
Though?
Well, Selection Sunday is March 11th, this coming Sunday.
So that's this Selection Sunday.
And then I want to say the 15th through 17th is the first round.
Okay.
So I think the 14th will have the, you know, those eight teams that play for the first four.
Perfect. We'll come in and like, oh, yeah, because they do like play into the tournament,
right?
But you're not really in the tournament, but you're playing into the tournament. But we can say we made the tournament, but you're not really in the tournament.
Exactly. So I say we have something to bet. We need to have a wager of some sort.
Mm.
The person who loses has to
send the winner to Tibet.
I was going to solicit ideas.
Oh, maybe
on the podcast to nowhere.
Maybe. Be the
Instagram
listeners.
Page. There you go.
Decide.
If you happen to... Actually, I like that. Like, within reason.
Yeah.
So the loser has to
blank.
Do something that one of the Podcast of Nowhere listeners comes up with and posts on our social media.
Yeah.
Podcast to Nowhere on Instagram, Podcast to Nowhere with the number two on Twitter.
Yeah. And then podcast 2, letter 2, on Facebook.
Did we set that up?
No.
Yeah, I didn't either.
There's no letter 2 either.
Yeah.
Backwards S.
So we'll put up a picture of our brackets, and you can comment below with what you think that we should have to do. And then the other one, whoever wins, gets to pick what the other one has to do.
Yeah, they
within
get to
reason.
Pick, they get to pick out of what the listeners suggest.
Because, let's be honest, somebody out there is going to be like, I think you should cut your nose off.
Yeah.
And then I say to those people, where would we find such an industrial strength saw to saw that honker off Orion?
Yeah.
Because it's huge.
I mean, I couldn't finish it. In one sitting, I would need to take for leftovers. And you got to think, like, it's just too much. Like, don't make us think too much. Like, then I got to think, like, how am I going to cook the nose? Do I want any sautéed onions? Is it going to be over a bed of rice or lettuce? Or, you know, it's too complicated at that point.
Of the possible body parts I would eat off of you, the nose is fairly low on the list.
It's got a lot of salt in there.
Oh, God.
Cook well.
Ooh.
And there's not a lot to eat from it.
So please.
Ears are pretty easy to eat.
Ears are easy to eat? I mean, I guess if you're a dog.
My dog eats them.
Yeah, well, a whole different situation there. Your dog also probably eats poop.
No, he's over that.
Okay.
That was a 4-month thing.
Comment below on our Instagram, and we'll figure out something. Yeah. I mean, something horribly, horribly embarrassing, still within reason, right?
Yep.
Sex change.
Check out my and my team's gold medal.
Oh, yeah. Routine?
Routine, thank you.
We'll post our March Madness brackets when we get them. We'll post the video of Ryan's team winning the gold medal. And I don't know. I got nothing else. Ryan, go home.
Yeah. See you somewhere or nowhere.
That's good. That's a good ender.
It just came to me.